Tell her to contact you right away, I said. Maltacano remained silent for some time.
To tell you the truth, Mr. Okada, I am worried about Krita. As you know, the work that she and I do is far from ordinary, but she is not as well versed in matters of that world as I am. I do not mean to imply that she is not gifted, in fact she is very gifted, but she is not yet fully acclimatized to her gift.
I see. Maltacano fell silent once again. This silence was longer than the last one. I sensed a certain indecision on her part. Hello? Are you still there? I asked.
Yes, Mr. Okada, I am still here, she replied.
If I see Krita, I'll be sure to tell her to get in touch with you, I said again.
Thank you very much, said Maltacano.
Then, after apologizing for the late-night call, she hung up. I hung up too, and looked at my reflection in the glass one more time. Then the thought struck me. I might never speak with Maltacano again. This could be the last contact I would ever have with her. She could disappear from my life forever. I had no special reason for thinking this. It was just a feeling that came to me. Suddenly, I thought about the rope ladder. I had left it hanging down the well. The sooner I retrieved it, the better. Problems could arise if someone found it there. And then there was the sudden disappearance of Krita Kano. I had last seen her at the well. I shoved my torch into my pocket, put on my shoes, stepped down into the garden, and climbed over the wall again. Then I passed down the alley to the vacant house. Mei Kazahara's house was pitch dark. The hands of my watch were nearing 3 a.m. I entered the yard of the vacant house and headed straight for the well. The rope ladder was still anchored to the base of the tree and hanging down into the well, which was still just half open. Something prompted me to peer down into the well and call Krita Kano's name in a kind of whispered shout. There was no answer. I pulled out my torch and aimed it down the well. The beam did not reach bottom, but I heard a tiny moaning sound. I tried calling the name again.
It's all right. I'm here,
said Krita Kano.
What are you doing in a place like this?
I asked in a low voice.
What am I doing? I'm doing the same thing you were doing, Mr. Okada,
she replied with obvious puzzlement.
I'm thinking. This really is a perfect place for thinking, isn't it?
Well, yes, I guess it is, I said. But your sister called me at home a little while ago. She's very worried about you. It's the middle of the night, and you're still not home, and she says she can't feel your presence. She wanted me to tell you to get in touch with her right away if I heard from you.
I see. Well, thank you for taking the trouble.
Never mind about that, Krita Kano. Will you do me a favor and come out of there? I have to talk to you.
She did not reply. I switched off my torch and returned it to my pocket.
Why don't you come down here, Mr. Okada? The two of us could sit here and talk.
It might not be a bad idea, I thought, to climb down into the well again and talk with Krita Kano, but then I thought about the moldy darkness at the bottom of the well and got a heavy feeling in my stomach.
No, sorry, but I'm not going down there again, and you ought to come out, too. Somebody might pull the ladder up again, and the air is stale.
I know that, but I want to stay down here a little longer. Don't worry yourself about me.
There was nothing I could do as long as Krita Kano had no intention of coming out of the well.
When I talked to your sister on the phone, I didn't tell her I saw you here. I hope that was the right thing to do. I just had this feeling that it'd be better to say nothing.
You were right, said Krita Kano. Please don't tell my sister I'm here.
A moment later she added,
I don't want to worry her, but I need a chance to think sometimes too. I will come out as soon as I am done. I would like to be alone now, if you would be so kind. I will not cause you any trouble.
I decided to leave her and go back to the house for the time being. I could come in the morning and check up on her. If Mei Kasahara pulled the ladder up again,